proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'd be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I grew up in Hueytown, Alabama, and made some good friends there in Hueytown as well. And Marie Cosper, as she was known when I was in school, in middle school and high school, and Brad Christian. Marie and Brad got married, and they had a son named Grady. And I saw the other day that Grady is now making fishing baits. One of those types is the flies. And I wanted Grady to be able to share what he's doing, his talent for doing this. And he has some things that he wants to venture into when it comes to fishing baits. He's just 11 years old, about to turn 12 in September. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Grady Christian.
Thank you.
Well, buddy, I noticed a picture that your mom shared of these flies that you made, and of course, we're talking about fly fishing. Tell me about your interest in making baits and what got you started.
I just started watching videos on TikTok, social media, on fishing stuff, and my dad taught me how to tie some flies, so that's when I started.
You are an avid fisherman. You love to fish?
Yes, sir.
So have you been fly fishing many times in your life?
I've probably been maybe two or three times. I don't really go trout fishing that much. I go brim fishing and bass fishing and crappie fishing, mostly.
That's about the way it runs in this area. Where did you go fly fishing at?
Mostly Tanny Hill.
Aha, that's where I went when I was a kid. My granddaddy would take me to Tanny Hill, too, and I would try corn and marshmallows and all these different things. Matter of fact, I bought a book to help me try to catch trout, and I never caught one. Have you tested out your flies on trout and had any success so far?
I haven't got any bites or anything, but I know they look good in the water. I use pretty good colors, I guess.
That's great. Now, how do you determine what colors you're going to use?
I just go with my gut.
I know that you're venturing into other types of baits as well. Tell me about the others that you're wanting to make.
Soft plastics and maybe some crankbaits.
What's the process to go into to make soft plastic bait?
You got to get the stuff to make it. It's like this epoxy stuff. You gotta pour it in a cup, and then you gotta use flake, and then some people add salt into their mixing stuff. Basically, that's what I'm gonna be doing when I start making soft plastics. And then you gotta microwave it, stir it some more, put it in the mold, let it cool, and you should have soft plastic worms or crawdads or whatever.
Do you have the molds, the type that you're wanting to use for those?
Not yet. I know my dad used to make some soft plastic. We're trying to find his mold that he used to use.
Well, I hope you can find it. That'll save you a little bit of money. What are you hoping to do with the baits that you're making?
Maybe try them out, see if they're good enough for bass and whatever else I can catch on them, sell them, make my own bait shop when I get older.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Now, you said you wanted to make crankbaits as well?
Yes, sir. I, like, watched this video on YouTube, and he used a bottle cap to make a crankbait. So I thought if I had spray painted some bottle caps, I could make them into crankbaits and stuff.
Did he put a hole in the middle of the bottle cap where it can move like it's supposed to?
I can't remember the whole video, but how I do it is I spray paint the bottle cap, then I add a second color, then I bend it with like fishing pliers, fold it in half, then I'm going to add some split rings and treble hooks to it, glue that on, but now I'm going to be using titanium wire now, so I'm going to have to find a new way to do it. Then I just add some googly eyes for decoration.
So the titanium makes it stronger. You want it to last. Is that the reason for titanium?
Yes, sir.
When we talk about making these baits and your interest in doing that at just 11 years old, that's pretty remarkable, and I can see why your parents are excited for what you're doing, because it's a little different from kids your age and what they're out there doing right now, but I commend you for that. Let's take a quick break, Grady, and when we come back, I'd like to talk to your parents about how excited they are for you that you're interested in this, and we'll also talk about how people can get your baits once you get started, where you can start selling them, and I want to try to help you out in that way so that maybe you can sell some of these, okay?
All right, that's fine with me.
All right. We're talking to Grady Christian in Hueytown, Alabama. This 11-year-old kid, almost about to be 12, is making baits, different types, and his parents are excited about that. Marie and Brad are excited about his effort, and they want to encourage that, and I wanted to encourage it through the Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us for the next segment as we talk to his parents, and then also find out how you can get one of his baits if you're interested in supporting his business. You are listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Crying.
across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. In the first segment, you heard Grady Christian from Hueytown, Alabama. This 11-year-old boy has started making fishing baits, and he makes flies, and he's working on soft bait, and then he's also working on crank baits. He's starting a business. He's got this effort going. He's learned how to do this, as he said, from TikTok videos, watching YouTube. But I know that a big part of this effort comes from encouragement from his parents, Marie and Brad. And as I told you at the start of the show, I went to school with both of them at Pittman Middle School and also Hueytown High School, and I would like to welcome Marie and Brad Christian to the Mark White Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you both. Of course, y'all were classmates of mine, and I want to encourage your son, Grady, through the Mark White Show, encourage his effort. Marie, tell me what you think about what Grady's doing. I know you shared the picture, and you were excited for Grady's effort.
I'm very proud of him. He comes up with things that he wants to do, and he just goes for it. He'll ask us to get him what he needs, and he pretty much teaches himself. Brad helps him with this a lot, but he's pretty much taken up with it and gotten really good at it.
Has he made his first sale yet, Marie?
Yes, sir. I've had some orders. I just haven't had the time to ship them yet.
Well, man, you got a busy schedule then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know that you normally play ball. What's happened with your ball right now?
COVID's hit us all, but I didn't want to play this summer because I just wanted to get into the fishing business.
That's awesome. Brad, now you have raised a fisherman, and you're a fisherman yourself. What do you think about what Grady's doing with these baits and this idea of going into business for himself?
I think it's pretty cool. One day, just kind of in the past, and I just showed him how to tie a fly. Next thing I know, it was like overnight, he just kind of took off with it, had a love for it.
I know I picked up a football and I wanted to kick it, and I started kicking a football and I just fell in love with it from the very beginning. And right. How a kid can pick up something at some point in their life and just want to run with it. They get this passion behind what they're doing, and there's this energy that says, hey, I better push this kid in this direction and keep encouraging them so that they want to keep doing this if they want to.
That's right. Downstairs in the garage, I've got just like a fly table set up with my vise and everything, you know. And, you know, I've got a bunch of different supplies I've collected over the years. My Uncle Jesse, he actually started doing this a long time ago, and that's where I got my interest from. So he sent me a bunch of stuff that he's had. So I go downstairs one day, and there's all these flies tied laying on the table that I know I didn't do, you know. And I was like, I didn't know he was down there doing them. You know, he was doing it while I was going to work. So, yeah, he's really taking off with it. I really like it.
What does Uncle Jesse think about it, since you mentioned Uncle Jesse getting this ball rolling for everybody?
Actually, I texted him a picture, a couple of days ago, of some stuff that he did, and he was excited about it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he lives up in Tennessee. He lives on the Watauga River, which is one of the best trout fishing rivers in the southeast region there.
Has Grady been up to that river to fish?
Yes.
I see some really good marketing up there by that river with his flies. If he could take some up there and have some really good advertisement pictures with the water in the background, that would be really cool.
That would be good, yes.
I could just see it now, man. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for this business. Brad, if you want to, or Grady, either one, you can tell people how they can order, if they want to place an order, or if there's some way in the future that people can select options, or maybe Grady could make something specific for somebody. Just tell people how they can connect with Grady in this business.
When I start making my soft plastics, I'm going to try to make a website on Wix and try to get the business going. You can order online or call us, get custom baits. Whatever you want to do, just follow me.
Well, you get that thing up and running as fast as you can, Grady, so that people who are listening can jump in and start ordering, and then you'll be shipping left and right and get this business rolling, man. If you put off baseball for the summer to make baits. You are in it to win it. So I wish you well in this business. I know it's going to be successful as long as you have a passion and you're fired up about it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Marie and Brad, thank you so much for having Grady join me here on the Mark White Show today. And I hope that this encourages him and also helps to get his business off the ground.
Well, thank you. We'll keep you updated about how people could get in touch with us to get orders. We can get them shipped and ready.
I'm looking forward to it. Folks, I've been talking to my classmates from Pittman Middle School, Hueytown, Alabama, Hueytown High School, Marie and Brad Christian, and their son, who's just 11 years old, about to turn 12 here in September. He has his fishing bait business that he's getting off the ground, and I wanted to encourage him in doing that today. And we appreciate the Christian family for joining us and sharing Grady's effort and then their encouragement as parents, because that's what we need young people to have, as parents who encourage them, a caretaker who encourages these things that a child or a young person wants to do. And that can be the biggest motivator to help inspire a young person to move forward in whatever their dreams are, whatever their vision is. And here's Grady at 11 years old taking the summer to start this business and get it off the ground. And I'll help him however I can and look forward to seeing the website so that you can order some of these baits. It may not be you who goes fishing, but it may be somebody you love and care about, and you can give them as a birthday present, a Christmas present, or some other gift just for a special occasion. I'm looking forward to that. Well, thank you all again for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, y'all take care. I hope you'll tune in next time to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I am your host, Mark White.
Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.